Across this sporting state, RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Nice to have you on board. The AFL season kicks off tonight, of course, with Carlton and Richmond at the MCG for the Sydney Swans. It starts on Saturday night at Marvel Stadium when they come and visit the Western Bulldogs. Will Hayward would be keen to get back in the action, I reckon. Good morning, Will.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're going really well. Thanks, buddy. How are you on in the build-up to round one? Obviously, tonight is the first game of the home and away season. You've got a couple of days to go. How's the build-up for you?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's obviously been a very long pre-season for everyone in the league, so I think everyone's pretty pumped. But round one's finally here, and yeah, just keen to get into it.
Are you comfortable in your AFL skin? When I saw you on our list of guests last night, I thought, I'm keen to talk to this young fella because you played 23 games last year, you've played 40 in 2 years, and you've had a really big impact, I reckon, at the Sydney Swans. Are you comfortable that you belong in the AFL?
Yeah, I think every sort of game I play, I sort of grow with confidence. So the more I play and the more comfortable I start to feel. So, yeah, I think going into my third year now with playing a few games, I'm really starting to feel comfortable.
And how are the Swans shaping up? Because they're a bit of an unknown, or we see it from the outside as a bit of an unknown going into this year because obviously things didn't end overly well last year. What can you tell us about the build-up?
We've all had a really strong pre-season. We've got blokes like Callum Mills and Isaac Heaney who are really fit, and they'll look to have another huge impact this year, especially through the midfield as well as Tom Papley. So, I think it'll be an exciting bunch to watch, and those blokes in particular will, I think, take big steps this year.
You're talking about that responsibility and exciting to watch. Are you starting to now feel like it's your responsibility to drive the club forward? I think you've had so many good players in the past, and you've still got a lot of senior players there. But you guys, as under-25s, and we spoke to Tom Papley, I think, last week, and there's a number of you guys at the football club. Are you starting to feel the responsibility that it's your time now to drive the club forward?
Yeah, of course. I mean, as you said, we've got awesome leaders at our club. Starting from Josh Kennedy, and then Callum Mills is probably our youngest one. But we've got a great sort of balance between experience and youth at the club, and so it's just important for all of us to, I suppose, really attack the season.
Well, Buddy, we always talk about Buddy. He's shown very little interest in the pre-season because of injury. Will he be there Saturday with you?
I think match committee is probably happening today, so fingers crossed.
What you've seen on the track, do you reckon he's up to speed?
Well, I reckon Bud at 50% could probably play a game of AFL, so I'm really hoping he gets up. He's been training well, so fingers crossed.
And I'm interested in one of your fellow forwards, Tom McCartan, who had a breakthrough year, but then had a nasty training accident about a month ago. How's he travelling?
Yeah, he's travelling really well. So I think the plan is for him to start playing some restricted minutes this week. So I think he'll have a hit out this week in Sydney. And if he gets through, then that's a big tick, and he can really start to pick it up from there. But ever since he's got the approval, he's been back and training really well.
Hey, Will, you're obviously a South Australian boy. Just how tricky is it for you personally to move, obviously, from South Australia to Sydney? But tell us the secret that Sydney have, because they never seem to lose players from their football club. A lot of other of the interstate clubs have trouble with homesickness and players wanting to go home. Sydney don't seem to have that issue. Why is that with the football club?
I think the large majority of us are all from interstate, and we're all really, really close with each other. So when we first get drafted, we all move in together. All the first, third year players live together, so we're all around each other all the time. And you honestly struggle for time to feel homesick. So that the stuff they do off the field is really, really good, and they make you feel at home really quickly here.
Well, I'm keen to see what the on-field look is like on Saturday night. Marvel Stadium against the Western Bulldogs. We appreciate your time, Will. Look forward to seeing many more fine games from you and your boys through 2019. Go get them.
Thank you very much. Cheers.